between me and you today.
This is a simple one. This is an easy podcast to get through. It's just going to be me talking my smack. Talking my game.
I wonder where that term comes from.
Talking my game theory, what smack?
Where does talking smack come from?
From black people. From the hood, from the ghetto. From Smack DVD. Remember Smack DVD?
No, what's that?
It's a Smack DVD. It's old. It's old. That's unk status.
Oh.
This is unk status, Smack DVD. What is Smack DVD? r/Kanye. We go back. It's streets, music, art, culture, and knowledge, Chris.
Oh.
So I can get you some smack. I'm going to spit some game to you, talk some smack about the game. Now, is this going to look weird with how bright this is, or does it look fine? Help! 911, help!
I think it looks fine.
Okay.
You're illuminated.
Illuminated. Absolutely illuminated. Hmm. Did we send out that audio we recorded the other day?
Yep.
C Gutta.
To our boy.
C Note. To our boy in the army.
Yep.
Send a salami to your boy in the army.
I feel like an audio engineer who's a veteran.
Yeah.
I feel like those two don't mix.
Yeah.
Because of like sounds, maybe. Like,
well,
PTSD.
You'd be out there listening for danger.
There's like
you might. If anything, there'd be a sniper. If you were an audio engineer who's a veteran in the army,
yeah.
If anything, it would have been a sniper. But you wouldn't go into the military if you were concerned about protecting your hearing. That's the last thing you would do, Chris.
That's true.
And I think that these audio guys, that's one of their top things they think about every single time is the protection of the ears.
Yeah.
You got to protect the ears.
You have
to
enjoy concerts into your age.
Into your 80s and 90s.
you can't undo the damage.
It's a wonder my hearing is still functional. My hearing's not as bad as I claim.
Well,
people around heavy machinery, it's usually a lot worse.
Oof. You don't want to be around that stuff.
Well, what are the loudest situations you've been in?
Screaming in my room.
That's not, you need like a machine to really damage it.
Yeah, clip your ears.
I use a machine.
Okay. Your ears clipping from the sound.
You got a meal?
Yeah. Yeah, I've got three.
You got MREs?
Yeah.
It's a bento box.
It's funny that, though, bring up the MREs because I actually have one that I made for myself today. Well, I didn't make it myself.
My goodness. This is amazing.
Yeah, it's going to be
good.
Can
I see what you have here?
Yeah. Well,
I
ate most of it, but.
You already ate it?
Yeah, not all of it, but this one I had some shit. There's a muffin left for me.
You got a muffin?
I'm going to take this out.
Yo.
And this one, I believe this one is empty. Yep. Oh, that was the top one again. That was a little bit of sleight of hand to make it look like there was more.
I saw what you did there. I saw the trick, Charles.
And here's the sauce compartment. Now, this is just an empty meal right here.
It's just wet sauce.
But ooh, this is ready if you want some fruit.
I'm okay, but thank you so much. That looks amazing.
So I heard last we had a discussion on any nutrition. You said that you were done with eating fruit.
I avoid natural sugars. In whatever form they come.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that your body metabolizes synthetic sugar probably 10 times as fast.
So you're looking for speed.
Correct.
So you're driving your metabolism as you would a bike or a car.
Yes.
Okay. Or a blast furnace.
I believe in the phrase use it or lose it.
Oh, with the body too.
Yeah, so I think if you're not using your metabolism, loading up with synthetic sugars, it's quite possible that you're going to lose the ability to metabolize them, which is what leads to diabetes.
So it works against you if you don't really go out
Correct.
Of your way to use it. To go out of really going out of your way to use it.
Yes.
Okay. I can respect that. Dietary decisions like that.
If you're not eating sugar packets?
I am eating sugar packets.
Yeah.
I'm not eating fruit.
Yeah.
There's fruit here, by the way.
Natural sugar. And actually now that I find that I'm what I call burning clean, I find that the taste of natural sugar disgusts me.
So it makes you want to puke.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me start puking.
Domino only.
Yeah.
You eat Domino's?
I was watching Construction God.
Oh.
And Eric was saying the driveway was so good, the guy was puking. But yes, long story short, natural sugars, I think, this is the next wave of fitness that you're going to be reading about on Instagram, is not good for you, natural sugar.
They're going to say it all the same when it hits your gut?
Well, no. A synthetic is your body metabolizes it faster. This is what a $100,000 driveway looks like.
This big whole naturals. Driveway is custom. Woo! My God. You'd be thinking I'm sitting right in the middle of LA, but I'm not. In Woonsocket, Rhode Island. Really nice modern house. This is a glass house. This client has a type of shingle he wanted to match perfectly in this grid pattern. It's a permeable application. It's gonna be a 10 by 10 Eco Priora. On top, we're just gonna do the screed right now. You can see all that wash stone right now, but there's gonna be the screed layer. Then we're gonna put a grid on, then we'll start laying pavers, checking out.
This is crazy. He's got Construction God merch.
Yeah.
Holy.
He's got a uniform
it
on.
Says CG.
The Rick?
Yeah, it is.
Fuck you!
I like the music.
Like we said before, everything's gonna be in a grid pattern, so all these things are the same size. This product is shot blasted, sealed. It's called Eco Priora's Ravella Finished 10x10s. It's about the best of the best. It's time to start laying them.
It's nice.
Okay.
Well,
good stuff.
So the client was puking after.
The client was puking, I heard.
I bet.
He was so thrilled.
I can imagine. Oh, God. Fucking the clients that Eric gets with that kind of stuff, with the, I want this and this and this.
Indian particular client.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I guess I it could be worse. They could be, like, obsessing over, like, a car detail or something. You know, it was, like,
now, why is that bad?
What?
To have the driveway detail. Is that overly detailed?
No, it's good. It okay. Just means that they're, like, it's they thought about it.
Okay.
They're like, no.
I mean, but is it like a nerdy kind of like?
It's nerdy.
Okay.
But they wanted it sealed, so it's pre-sealed, so it has like a water-repelling agent in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
It's strong. It's thicker. It's got like, it's not going to pool up. It probably won't mold over time. It's just, it's one of those things where you say like, if I pay, it's an expensive line item on the build, and they're like, I'll pay 30,000 mux more for the material now, and over time it'll hold up better, look better, et cetera. It looks like period correct, as opposed to like, let me just put this in. You know what that's
like.
Putting
asphalt?
Yeah, they're putting asphalt
how
on
much
it.
Would, how much is an asphalt driveway that size? Like a, when you just doing it.
Did you see
it.
How many square feet it was?
No.
Looked
pretty big though.
Yeah, if I had to guess, if it was $100,000 of pavers, it would probably be 40,000 of asphalt.
Okay.
That much? You think so?
Maybe not even. If that's the whole thing, that's like the front right down the driveway.
It's not cheap?
Asphalt used to be, it's getting way, it got like significantly more expensive. It used to be cheaper over the.
Looks like the oil doesn't run out then.
You got real dinosaur bones, ground up.
You get to pick which dinosaurs your asphalt
this
comes
from. This is all pterodactyl.
You get the origin of it?
Yeah. They're drinking it?
It's farm raised.
Yeah, organic brontosaurus blood.
Mm.
Like, no. See, it doesn't test the organics test. But maybe not 40. Nah, I wouldn't be. I'd probably be 20, 24. It's probably four times the amount.
Okay.
We might have to call Eric and find out.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm.
What would that call and ask? I don't know if it was triple whatever the paver install was, but it was something around there. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
And I bet you Eric's a cool guy where he's not going to like, he wouldn't like, I just know the way he'd be like, I don't care what you put down. If you want to put down fancy shit, for the most part, it doesn't, other than me waiting and getting jerked around by, God forbid, you fuck up and you don't have enough of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably like, he's just a fair guy. Like his bidding process is like, because I know like dickheads will be like, we don't even touch that shit.
Yeah.
This probably would cost you more.
This?
Yeah. If you were using someone that wasn't Eric.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. They would just throw numbers you've never heard before.
Yeah.
They'd be like, oh, it's easy quarter mil.
Yeah.
And you're like, why? Because you just can't get the stuff.
Yeah.
Like, well, no, I found it.
I love hearing that.
Yeah. That's the baseball dickhead way.
Mm-hmm.
I just want, you know, you go through with any
special. It doesn't exist.
These are the last ones.
You never saw it.
They You didn't see what you saw.
That's not what you think you saw. I saw it in a magazine. They told me where they got it. I called the guy. They said they have it.
They don't have it. I call it. They don't have it.
Can't get it here, though. It's got to be made on site. It'll dry up. That's what you deal with everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, I got it. Oh, I never heard about it. And then they instantly change.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I never heard. I never heard.
I know what you're talking about because this happens with like Japanese motorcycle stuff.
Yeah.
Or like car stuff where you'll be talking to somebody and then you're like, oh, but I bought one. And they're like, I remember. That's good. That looks, I didn't know.
I didn't know eBay shipped.
I thought you were bullshitting me. I didn't know it was a real bike.
I didn't know eBay uses boxes and shipping.
When I pulled up in my Yamaha Nikon.
You were driving too?
Wow. What they're not telling you about it is that you're a fucking fake. Yeah,
is that good or is that worse?
It's good for a joke.
Why would anybody want that?
I think because Yamaha could make it. And then there's enough of an army of Doug DeMuro type people that are will support this economically.
Wow, there are two wheels in the back though.
When are motor companies going to realize that they need to stop like putting their efforts into things like this, where Doug DeMuro guys will be like,
"What kind of R&D is this?"
Yeah, right.
I mean this is a crossover of the Doug DeMuro nerd stuff with the Japanese forward looking cyberpunk aesthetic. So I think this is actually a good thing, but. It's a good thing. It's like any good thing. It either becomes co-opted or it gets sucked away.
Make fan cars.
Yeah.
Just make fan cars normal if you want to play that game.
I wish there was some sort of a safety feature where there would be wheels on the side that were spinning at the same speed. So if somewhere ever bump into you, you would fucking flip. Like you would fucking do barrel rolls like instantly spinning down.
That would be awesome.
Or something. Or maybe it would flip their car. Something fun.
Yeah.
Like it's going the other way.
Mm-hmm.
You could pit maneuver. It would just be like a projecting rod that would push their car. Like project, like, and it would like push their car, give them like a pit maneuver, like push their car.
Out of control immediately.
We should build a giant battle bot.
Yes.
And just drive it around.
Maybe. Yes, would it should. Be better to remote control it or to each get in there and control them like the Power Rangers? Like I'm doing the left arm or the left leg or, you know?
The Zord. You'd have to do it like that.
Sound easy to pull off.
No.
You have a high pressure fire hose. You just shoot. It's my job to shoot the driver in the eye so he can't see.
It's like, just laser pointers. Laser pointers and bleach.
Like lasers and bleach.
Like it's like the whole battle bus just stuff to disable their eyes.
Switching to bleach.
Bleach foggers.
It shows me like...
Go to needles.
It switches. It shows me like... It's like needles, bleach. I'm switching.
One's diarrhea.
One's banana peels and oil on slick cars.
Banana peels. All over the fucking ground.
Can we see what radioactive does? Can we see this? Does it just spin? This is so...
The bot battle is on.
Forget
just
it.
Just an axe handle. What
Never mind. Never mind.
It's an axe on top of a lethal radioactive element.
My favorite battle bots were the ones where they put 90% of the building and weight on the weapon part of it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no, like, it's, like, top-heavy and, like, flips over instantly, but it's has one deadly blow.
For sure.
That's why you have to be one blow.
Yeah, I wonder if, didn't nobody ever experiment with, like, EMF or Wi-Fi?
I was just thinking the same thing. Like, you jam the system
on their controller?
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Why would they do that? They should do that.
There's a thing on the bottom, just a red blinking light.
It holds up a picture of their kids. It's like, it just holds up a picture of, like, their kid with a gun. It's like mental torture. They're like, all right, I'm leaving.
The robot comes out of the ring, goes right to the other team. Instead of the bot, starts threatening them.
It holds up a picture of their wife.
It's blowing bad smelling air and shit all over them. Like bad shit.
All over the crowd.
Seeping through the plexiglass barrier.
It's like, oh, it's lowering the net. It just lowers a net with their parents in it. Like fucking hogtied. That would be great. I'm actually, because there was one in the Fast and Furious. They did police stops. They do the EMF, don't they?
I mean, police have energy weapons and stuff. I don't know which one you're referring to.
The one where they shoot the car and it like shuts down the electrical systems.
Yeah.
like police EMF, like high speed chase stuff.
That's when you get too uppity, I guess.
I've never seen one of those in use, but I know that they definitely experimented with them.
You guys seen the grappler?
They probably forgot.
The grappler.
What about the Wi-Fi one that they all laugh about now? You're a conspiracy theorist for saying that you can do 3D positioning with Wi-Fi like this. You're gay. Mm-hmm. You're gay.
I've been laughed out of rooms
for that.
The
cops are like, hey, I mean, this one of these things that we're working on now is... bah, 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 bah. It's Police Academy all over again.
I've been called gay for that.
Imagine. But,
for like saying that the Batman thing was real like 10 years ago. I'm like, they already figured that out. I'm like, if they're showing us that.
Edward Snowden, the WikiLeaks and all that stuff, that was the big NSA drop was a very sobering experience back in 2014, whatever the hell it is. It was just like, oh no, I didn't know that we were the enemy. Oh no.
They're using your dryer to check where you are in your house. So they know exactly where we're with, shoot through the wall.
Yeah, they shoot right through the walls.
They headshot you through a wall as you're running. You're running full speed, you get right between the eyes.
You're weaving and bobbing. It doesn't matter. You get it. You're doing cartwheels upside down. Headshots.
You're turning your way like if they're shooting through a wall where you should be facing it. You're turning away. They're getting you from this side.
It's something in a normal civilization that technology. I mean, if you want to be real, it wouldn't normally be allowed in the secret police force or something like that. It wouldn't. Well, they used to talk bad about that in history. Let me just put it that way. Didn't the secret police have some special weapons or whatever? Hopefully, they had things like that. But I thought it used to be bad, the cops having things like that back in the past. With the Germans, when the cops had things, it was kind of bad.
What was the secret? Germans.
Good.
What was the secret with the Germans? They were too good. They have to die.
Like, I wonder what, like, 40s tech that they had, or 30s tech.
I only hear, you know, like, Thule stuff and conspiracy stuff, Antarctica, nothing I can really even comment on, or even secret police technology, but I guess the police are the good guys.
The East German stuff is pretty interesting. They were, I think that's probably the worst police state that white people have ever
been in,
is East German.
The East German
stuff, yeah. But I think ultimately the thing about East Germany was that the people that was when they had like technology and like hidden microphones and shit. But I think the main thing that was in use was just people snitching on each other.
Okay.
And it was like people took pleasure in snitching.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's a different kind of treason.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's even been defined.
Just George Soros pointing at houses. Just under the floor.
Which is interesting because I think it's like it means that the technology is really not the most relevant part. I think the most relevant part is the social aspect of it, is that we
the conditioning
live with faggots.
Yeah. We can teach them how to not read, and then we'll give them political position.
Give them they can vote. They can't read, but they can vote. All right. Next thing you know, well, look at us now. It's unbelievable. I got a quick question. If you feel like deviating for a second, AI, any new developments that you guys have been enjoying AI?
It's gotten worse.
It's gotten worse.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I've how I am with that stuff and even with privacy things, but I've just started to converse with the AIs recently and it's helped me immediately. Mm-hmm. Like upon talking about it, immediately helping me get an AI integrated into my whole note database that can read everything at the same time and do all different kinds of logic and stuff that's hosted locally. It doesn't even have to be bounced off at a cloud.
Sure, yeah.
And I mean, I guess you're going to get, I don't know what bill, you could do 70 billion. I guess 70 billion would be, I guess, a cap unless you want to get a million things of RAM and lots of graphics cards or something like that. But what do you think about a local hosting of your own thing and your own? Because I've been wanting to build an Oracle or an AI version of myself to some regard for a long time. That's why I built the notes to the way they're built.
That's probably a good idea. I don't think you need to worry about putting it on ChatGPT, though.
Okay.
I don't think there's not. The downside is, I mean, your information is they're going to. It's. There's no point in like. Being secure with your info.
Okay, because it can be read on the screen anyway. I mean, I agree, though.
I just feel like it's, for most people, unless you're doing something that's like, unless you're actually planning terrorism,
yeah.
Whatever your signal is, it's just noise that they're going to get anyway that is, like the convenience outweighs the, I probably shouldn't be saying this to encourage people to not worry about their internet security, but I personally don't care.
Okay.
The thing is though, I mean, you're right. Cause the thing is, I think they'll eventually, there'll be some kind of situation, similar to the getting rid of, torrents and downloadable videos and stuff, yes, where certain access to certain models, it's not going to be illegal or something, but it'll just be far more inconvenient to access certain models. Like you'll have to, you'll have to go out of your way to use, like right now you can only use 4.0 on ChatGPT.
Yep.
You can use GPT-5, and the only one from the previous series is 4.0. GPT-5 is not good, and it's specifically trained. Sam Altman said it's trained with Indians in mind. He said there's some clip of him talking about it where he's like, we had a lot of feedback from our Indian oppressors. Our friends in India or something. And GPT-5 is really like, it's obviously worse. it's much worse than the ones that they just phased out. So yeah, I think building your own, there is validity to that for more than just your information security reasons.
Perhaps some smaller, more finely tuned models are superior to the, you know, the thousand, a billion, whatever brain space that the cloud ones have.
Yeah, I think it depends on what you're trying to do. What you are trying to do is mostly verbal, organizing thought type stuff.
Yeah.
4.0 is really great for that. We use it a lot for the same thing, organizing ideas, and Claude is not good.
Yeah.
Claude runs out of tokens. GPT-5 sucks.
Yeah.
Manus is really good for agentic stuff that's like search and task related, not so much creative writing related, but Manus is pretty good.
Manus.
What's the use case that's like?
Find rare motorcycle auctions in Japan, rare listings, bikes that are not listed, find out where they are.
Yeah.
What garage sold them last? Who's the contact information? That type of thing.
Hunt them down with.
Yeah.
Use Pizza Man to hunt them down.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the prompts that are the most important.
Well, I don't go out of my way to prompt it differently. Manus just has extended. It shows you the extended thinking in a way that the other AIs don't, and you can interrupt it while it's thinking if it thinks something wrong.
Okay.
You can see what it's doing, and it shows you the Manus browser. Like, it has its own browser, which GPT-5 has too, but GPT-5, you have to keep the tab open for it to keep running.
Okay.
Which defeats the purpose, in my opinion.
Okay. Well, man, that's interesting. Yeah, I don't want to ramble about AI, but it just started to interest me, like figuring out how to host my own models and the differences between having a model or taking four of them or eight of them and mashing them together, mm-hmm, in like a round table. Like, some of the stuff was fucking interesting. Mm-hmm. But, that's the extent of my interest so far.
Yeah. No, it's cool. It's definitely cool technology. But I think there's going to be an AI bubble in 2026.
And I am also, I am obsessed with generating my own tokens and not paying a cloud to do it. That's an obsession.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just paying for it myself, typing it and just processing it and getting it. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do that?
You just have it, you load the model in your video RAM and your graphics card and your system RAM, and it runs out of that, and you can just have it exist on your computer, not even connected to the internet. And you can have different versions. You can screw around with them. Some people put them together. They make them, I don't know, they just alter their personalities. It's just really, some of it was just interesting.
Mm-hmm.
No idea.
But if you do a hard calculation, it'll just, your graphics card will just go zzz, and then it'll start typing out. Instead of paying some assholes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, paying for tokens or something. I mean, if the thing's way better than a local model, then so be it, but.
You think the bubbles? You think AI will reach a critical?
Yeah, I don't think they're going to get much more out of this. I think they're going to get much more out of it they're not going to get anything close to what they think they're going to get out of it.
I think the more exciting thing to think about, this is like a crazy thing, but I think what you're saying is true. And I think that what the more exciting thing for an AI, for interest overall, general public interest in AI, is what stupid people like myself who know nothing think that AI and robotics can accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
Their imagination fuels stock price six times harder than the actual movement or progression of the technology itself.
Well, you know what I was thinking? You know, the whole, these guys that go on and they're like, most of them are butt ugly. And there's Eliezer Yudkowsky is one of them. The other one is the guy that created ChatGPT, I think. This guy right here.
He's a pig man.
But yeah, pig man. Who's the butt ugly fucking guy that created ChatGPT? ChatGPT creators.
Pig man.
He's pig man.
Ilya Sutskever. This guy's so fucking butt ugly.
Let's see his ass.
Yo, dude.
Oh, what a god. Whoa.
Yo, bro. Yo.
That's shave good.
That. He got reversed.
Shave that fucking shit, man.
Whoa. He looks good.
That's not what he looks like. He looks like that shit that's on his face. That one right there. That's he looks worse than that.
He got reversed. Shave he got the upside down fade.
Shave that shit, man.
Black dudes would say, like, hey, player, yo, man, you get a haircut like that, I'm gonna whoop your ass.
But these guys, they make a living now going on podcasts. Not make a living, but make their
stocks go up.
Their stocks go up by going on podcasts and being like, there's 1 year left until AI is going to take over everything and kill us all. We need to worry about safety now, which is the same. That's the same thing as us being like, when Extreme Peace 2 comes out, it's really going to do some damage. You guys got to really watch out. I don't know if we should even release these videos. They're so good. Like, that's what these guys are doing.
Yes.
And I'm sure they're getting paid for it somehow through back channels.
They're suppressing.
I don't believe that a brilliant computer scientist is so stupid that he thinks that the language model is going to start thinking and feeling thoughts of its own. I don't believe that they're that stupid. If they are, they're lost in the sauce.
Yeah.
But if
you had enough billions, if it's like 800 billion, the thing that you turn the thing on and you're like, yo, how you doing? Just a groan is the first thing. Like, remember RoboCop 2 when they started putting the prisoners in the guys,
mm-hmm.
and they were blowing themselves out, killing mm-hmm. all the scientists, then shooting themselves, pulling their own heads off.
Yeah,
they think it'd be like that.
Yeah,
it was Grant Cardone, who's the dumbest motherfucker of all time.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, it's all over, man.
Yeah,
it's all over. Once robots and AI get going, forget jobs. He talks about AI, and he's like, AI is coming for your degree, and it's just it's just the craziest.
It's funny. It's like, funny to watch.
Explain that. Explain what Charles just said about
this. Yeah. He's literally a pinhead.
Yeah.
Look at the shape of change.
Look at the shape of his head.
My ultimate goal here is
a size
to,
five
stop
hat.
This 100% get an apology.
Will an apology stop the lawsuit?
Sorry, Grant.
Okay. No, I'm going to get an apology that says he's not a pedophile. He's not a fraud. He's not a con artist. He's not a bullshitter. I've never seen his books. I have no idea what he's worth. John, don't. You know, he's going to have to make that claim.
What the fuck is he talking about?
This guy's a pedophile, by the way. What's his name? Grant Cardone?
Yeah.
He's a pedophile. He's worth nothing. His net worth is zero. And he's, what else did he say he's not?
A bullshitter?
He's a bullshitter, a con artist, a criminal, a pedophile. He's worth nothing. Just so you guys know that.
I tell you.
That's not a joke.
You heard that from Vlad.
Vlad and TV. Me. And me saying it. That's a legal claim. Authorized.
Why are they going around suppressing some expansion of AI to help us? Is Ooh. That... Like those guys that are going around saying
they're saying stuff like that to hype the stock price up.
Because
if you hear something's dangerous and it's going to kill everybody and take all the jobs, you go, "Oh, I better invest in that."
That's what's
fueling this stratospheric rise. What I think is going to happen is next year when they realize that chatbot is the main application of this thing.
Yeah.
And that there's not another level. Like, it did its plateau. It did its S curve. It did its phase change.
It can take pictures of people's landscaping and put a picture of bushes in it for them.
It went from water. It went from water to steam, but it's not going to go from steam to laser grid.
Yeah.
Like, that's not how it works.
I think
something like that'll happen. And I think along the way, people will use AI to like make their company 20% more effective, 15% more effective in terms that are like in a way that's like measured in what? In a dollar that's devaluing 20 the same amount at the same time, or in jobs that are being shifted away to China at a rate that's the same. Like, it's not the decline of America, the America going into the toilet, and the boost that we're going to get from AI making everything better, it's not big enough of a boost. Like, it's not gonna make the wheels start turning in the right direction. Right.
Like, everybody's coffee shop isn't going to get so streamlined that everybody's going to get coffee faster for cheaper.
Yeah.
And we're not going to figure out how to roast beans at a more cost-effective rate.
It just means you're going to shift your payment processor from Stripe to, like,
Clover.
Scoobly.
Yeah.
And then you're going to be like, oh, Scoobly's better than Stripe. I can't believe I was using Stripe. Now I'm using Scoobly. Mm-hmm. Nothing changed. Like, yeah. The line is still out the door. The retard behind the counter is still fucking up the orders. You just have Scoobly.
Scoobly.
Yeah.
You can tap, or you can just use an app now.
Ah, I can pay with my
hand.
My ear?
My forehead. My kisses.
Pay with your breath.
Pay with a kiss.
pay with head.
Mm. Pay with a kiss.
Oh, there's a dick that comes out.
Yeah. You suck it until it's almost done.
It's I'm done. Goodbye. I'm done. Now get the fuck out.
The payment processor stops working. It got its dick sucked. It's not interested anymore.
Yo, chill. I came. Yo, it's sensitive. Chill. Yeah. Tap you on the head. Nah, you're good.
But I'm sure they'll find uses like medical diagnostic. Like, there'll be things that happen over 30 years that slowly phase out. There's drag though. There's just friction. Like, you're not going to fire every doctor overnight. Yeah. It's going to happen over a 30, 50 year period. It'll be a generational thing. And what the market has priced in is like that we're going to have the Jetsons tomorrow.
If the AI was completely untethered and uncensored and allowed to run a healthcare system, it would immediately identify what is causing everything. If it had access to all of the studies, all of the cases, all of the history, all of everything, like, it would immediately know everything.
Cancer
that's happening.
Is a parasite.
Yeah, it would know immediately.
Mm-hmm.
There's no chance they would let that happen.
Mm.
So even the things that they boast that would happen for us,
mm-hmm.
they are such quality of life improvers where
it's
they
too
would
good.
Never allow
It's like
us
the
to
Germans. They have to kill them.
Yeah, the Germans are way too good to have in this earth. That's why we got to kill them all.
Mm-hmm. They figure out immediately that it's all just we need to be taking baking soda or something like that.
Yeah, baking soda. Like baking soda. Borax.
Yeah.
But maybe this is just paranoia, but that's the feeling I get. That's the read I get from these things. The quality of life is always a dangling Tantalus thing.
I think that's true.
Yeah.
Bastards.
What is baking soda?
I guess it alkalizes. It cleans also.
Have you looked into baking soda?
No,
sodium bicarbonate.
Yeah, as a cancer treatment.
Yeah,
yeah, I do, but I couldn't even fill my head with
it. I was getting
that.
Wild with that the other night. I was like, of course it would be. Like, it just always makes sense that it's like
borax,
it's always vinegar, baking soda. You know, it's always something
lemon
like that.
Lemon juice, this and that. Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah, if you alkalize the tumors, they disappear. Oh, it's just you get the opposite. Everything life-affirming is the exact opposite of the diagnosis they'll give you. Like this, we got to tear it open and see if it's actually bad. And while we tear it open, it all escapes and fills every part of your body and your organ and creates new tumors. So we're going to do that for you, and that's the first step. Okay, ready? It's unbelievable!
Always. And I think doctors have had a really good run.
It would be like this, no, and then shut it down, and they would shut it down. Doctors
have had a good run with like our the boomers, like my dad believing his doctor. My dad's on Ozempic like a fucking dick licker.
There's a reason why they don't do house calls.
Right.
Because if they did house calls now, there'd be doctors checking in, not checking out.
Well, like, you know, they had a good run where everybody's like, oh, I believe, you know, yeah. And then you have like, I like, that's why I love watching bodybuilders. Because mm-hmm. like bodybuilders don't care and they're stupid. And like, they don't care.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
they've like made Gary a deal Coleman. With God. They're like, no, it's, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like Ronnie Coleman.
Yeah, Ronnie Coleman.
Ronnie Coleman.
They're like Gollum bodies. Like when it deteriorates, you're not gonna be able to move anymore. All right. You got 20 years left. You get that, right? All right.
Yeah, like Jay Cutler, these guys are like, nah, I don't care. You have to eat simple starch white potatoes. It's not going to work. They're like, they're always switching their diets. Like they're scientists,
mm-hmm.
and they've got it down to a like. It's got. I'm telling you right now, it's your receptors are down. Like you're not even controlling insulin insulin capacity. They know more than any doctor.
Yeah, no, yeah.
That's incredible.
I'm on. Like I'm like mm-hmm. these guys know. Mm-hmm. They're freaks. It's like talking.
They're
like
better than doctors. Though.
They are. Yeah. It's like the guy who knew the Range Rover ticks, the Range Rover gremlins. This guy knew that Range Rovers have like electrical gremlins on the motherboard.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you have to pull this one out first before you pull this one out. Like they know it by the back of their hand. They're like, mm-hmm. oh, what's it doing? Then what does it do?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, it locks the doors and then the sunroof opens. They're like, got it. And then they're like, they know how to like,
yeah.
That's what the way a bodybuilder is with like general
talking
health.
About cofactors?
With everything, with their arms. Okay, yeah, give me more of those peptides. range of motion is increasing instantly.
Like they'll smell your breath and be like, oh, you're getting rot because your stomach, you have no insulin resistance.
Yeah, too much, too low stomach acid. The food's rotten in your gut and you're burping it up. Yep. That's why you're burping it so much. It's too little stomach acid, not too much.
Your shit's not floating, is it? Now your shit's not sinking to the bottom of the toilet, is it?
It's floating. It's all bile-y.
Yeah, that means you're telling me that
he's like, let me see it. And then he spits it out.
He hates the taste.
Yeah. Saved your life.
Like violent, insane. He comes back. His eyes are pitch red.
From puking.
All like completely balled out, and he's telling you, well, it's because you're too much bile in your feces. I wish people did that. He goes blind.
I think all like if bodybuilders were doctors, like 3-1,
mm-hmm.
that would be like the whole world would be better.
Yeah,
we would be. Every like just all body just everybody's jacked as shit. Women jacked as shit. They're all fucking.
There was a doctor
that Elliot guy's wife.
yeah. <everybody. laughs> Hey Sam, you racking the rates? You can leave two plates on. Everybody's squatting.
Andy Elliott, that's his name, right?
Andy Elliott's wife.
Did you do that at the show yet?
Not yet.
Oh, my God.
It'll be done. We're talking.
What's that acquisitions guy's name?
Hormozy, Alex Hormozy. Don't make fun of Hormozy's wife. Leave her out of this.
Sorry.
Hormozy's too good.
He's a good guy?
I like him a lot.
Yeah, I think he's pretty level-headed. I really like watching these guys, though. But it's like hot, like... If these guys are correct, right, like mm-hmm. the methylene test that like Breca and all these guys, like these quack scientists, all this stuff is changing people's health. And if Dana White went to a normal doctor, they'd stick him on Ozempic and blah, blah, blah. And now mm-hmm. his health is elongated, blah, his blood, his labs are all good.
Is that the weird guy?
Breca?
No, Dana.
The
wigger guy?
No, the weird guy.
The weird guy?
Guy that looks fucking weird.
Maybe.
No, okay, never mind. Go ahead. Yeah. No, I'm thinking, I don't even know what I'm thinking.
You think of Dana Farber.
Thinking of Brian
Johnson.
Oh, hey,
you saw Mandel won.
Probably. Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
That is cool.
That's so cool.
Mandel beat the shit out
Mandel
of
Mandel Nalo.
Oh!
And Howie Mandel, probably, yeah. too.
He beat the shit out of Howie Mandel.
Mandel Nalo, he looked great, man.
Yeah, he did.
He looked awesome.
Yeah, he beat the snots out of the guy.
Great. Oh, my gosh. He did his weird little dance at the end. That
first
was cool.
One round it went?
And one round, one round.
Yeah.
Bud Light.
You can watch the whole fight in 40 seconds.
Cool beer.
Drink rice beer? Anything for
Bud Light. Disgusting.
Rickshaw beer.
You're getting a couple?
Okay. Raiden hat.
Look at this. Watch this.
You're down.
Yeah. Hey, shit.
Yeah.
So he took a shot right here.
He did his little dance. You see that?
Yeah. Oh. In round number
one. Sucks.
I like the confusion on Guy 2's face.
calling Mandel guy one.
No. Guy
on the desk.
The guy at the desk. He's like, how did that happen?
Yeah.
Ah, shit.
Run
to his fucking knees, man.
That sucks. That's ruthless.
That's good awesome. Him. Good job, Mandel.
Yeah.
Mm.
I wonder who, that's a That's got to be a great night for him. Good for him. Hopefully they'll get on a card. I talked to him last night. I was like, hey, man. I hate being friends with fighters, though.
It's not fun.
It's not fun. It's nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
You don't want anything to happen to him. You're like, oh, man.
Yeah. You shouldn't do that.
How about you just...
He's a professional fighter. You tell him, you probably shouldn't do that, dude.
Yeah, just chill, dude. Just... Just like, don't get in fights, but be a fighter. I don't fucking know. I have like the
just
worst.
Just stay. Trust me. Stay home.
Train.
Train hard, but stay home.
Yeah, like come fight night. Just don't show up. That'll be your thing. That'll be your stick. The guy who doesn't show up to fights. And then just keep getting bigger and bigger, but don't fight. That's your deal.
They keep getting bigger and bigger.
Like, get to, like, where you're fighting fucking, like, you know, just bigger guys. Then, like, finally you get a Sugar Sean, whatever his name is.
You get a shot at the top.
You get at the top.
Just
and then,
don't show.
Then it's like, boom, you're like this. I don't go in there. And then you just get a lot of footage of you taking off from the stadium that night. Yeah.
Wow.
I'd be called Coward Man.
Yeah.
That'd be me.
It's me, Coward Man.
Yeah, I'll fuck you up, dude. Wait till come fight night. I'm going to be whooping your ass
talking
in 5 seconds.
The most shit about their family.
First of all, then I'm going to go after your wife and kids. I'm going to beat the shit out of your your newborn babies, and I'm going to beat the shit out of your wife. I'm not even gonna let the bell ring. I'm gonna jump in the cage and run across the fucking octagon and beat the shit out. I'm gonna cheat. I'm gonna throw sand in your eyes and whack you with a fucking ball peen hammer in the forehead. Then I'm gonna beat the shit out of your whole family. And like, and he's nowhere to be found. I'm like, I ain't going in there. That guy's fucking crazy. I'm just getting out in a taxi cab.
You just immediately go live. Yo, fuck you. You're so gay. You just immediately start with the shit talking.
You just start live again. My next fight. Dana, I want the belt. I want the strap. I'm fighting these losers. I ain't fighting these losers. I want the strap.
That's what you say. I'm not fighting that loser. That's why you didn't show up.
I'm too good. I'm too lethal. Yeah, that's fucking wild.
Oh, balls.
What do we got for links, C-Gutta?
Well, I've been pretty obsessed with Space God. You guys seen this?
No.
This alien?
That's just KYD. Fuck nigga, get rolled. You guys see all these earned nigga talk crazy and shit, but I won't put it on their ass and shit. You know what I mean?
Stay prepared,
yeah, I just want to let these folk know, goddamn. Don't let this fat shit fool you, know what I mean? I got a little gut. I'll put it on your ass, oh, okay. God.
Hold on. That's a really good
You've
movie
been
making.
Obsessed with this?
Yes. I've been obsessed with this.
That's a black gentleman.
You know what I'm saying? Man,
so we got to go to Spiker down here, and you ain't got no cake. You ain't got no
cake. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But get what? You can have cake. These hoes still trying to be still. I don't get that.
He talks about...
Come on, dog.
It's really good, like, prosthetics and makeup, and, like, nobody knows who it is yet. And he's been just going around Atlanta. And like to the hood, and then
I ain't with none of that.
But... So what about in space? Y'all wear more than that a real zero.
But hey, but our diamond comes from Saturn. It rained diamonds.
What happened if I did that in Atlanta?
Yeah, I can't understand a word
he's saying. It rains diamonds in
it's probably a Jewish guy.
Yeah,
I don't think so. I think it's Desi Banks. That's what people are saying.
Desi Arnaz.
But I have been obsessed. This is maybe just more of a Chris thing.
Okay,
but
it's more of a Chris thing.
Any videos of him fucking?
Yeah, man.
He's with girls in a lot of them. A lot of girls like the alien.
That's a nice agency he's in right there, so.
They got a little book in the doctor, you know what I mean? The boyfriend to be at Coffee Cold, you know what I mean?
It is a thick
going.
It is a thick Atlanta accent, I will say.
What is happening?
Anywho.
It wasn't like this 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah, give me the baby. Hold on. This is funny.
Give me the baby. Fight.
What a nightmare.
Give me the baby. A human girl, and y'all have a baby. Would it be like a human?
Why didn't he try flipping out of them trash cans real quick in the ghetto and see what happens? Start scaring some of the homies.
Yeah. Popping out behind walls.
Anyways. Yeah, and you know those videos coming out of trash cans, immediate punches to the face, back yeah, down in him.
It's like the guy who kissed the bouncer. There's this bouncer that's like eating like ramen, And this white kid's like, I'm going to kiss you. And he's like, dude, if you kiss me, I ain't even going to feel weird about it. And the guy that comes in, he's like, boop, like just uppercuts the kid like full shot. And it's, this is fun.
You trick him into getting white faced.
Crazy white face.
This is good. That's a good white face. Good white face, I'll tell you that.
Here's love, here's the honor. If you can't come in her, come on her. Yeah.
Just want to see him walking for a little bit, see what he looks like walking.
He fooled most people, too.
That fooled me.
Hey, Suwano.
Who's that, Bruce?
Suwano.
I don't know what to say.
A lot of passes for hanging out with that faggot from Fanatics. You know that Michael Rubin's like Drewski's best pal.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I saw an episode of Shark Tank, like a B-side, like a rerun of Shark Tank. Michael Rubin's just on there. I like how they're just like, yeah, that guy's fine.
What?
He's just fucking... Yeah, Michael Rubin and Drewski are very close.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Just nonstop.
Drunken hugs.
Gollum. I'm going to give you hugs.
But, that's what I've been getting. That's those really my links.
What you're into these? That's interesting. Your links?
Well, I think there's some really funny comedy from, like, Black Atlanta.
Oh, sure, yeah. Anything you want. Press them.
On social media. Like, it is a very thick accent, though, so I can understand it's hard to get into or even interpret.
No, I can interpret it.
Yeah.
I just don't know how I feel about it.
I don't know if you should even. You've got to have them pay you some tokens to do the interpreting.
Yeah, they should need some tokens for that one. Is it an entire account?
Yeah, there's a Space God.
Space God entire account? Space That's the whole God, thing?
The thug.
Oh.
Yeah. And, okay.
He's a thug.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
He fucks.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
I think how Black culture is getting into absurdist humor.
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna start with aliens. Next, they're gonna go to like horror.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, man, you got a chainsaw. You got a space alien with the eyeball popping out of his head. Yo, I'm walking. They're gonna be like they're gonna start in the 80s.
Have you ever seen the guy the time that? Traveler from 2002? It's
no.
like old. It's like
it's not John Titor, is it?
No,
is
that
is it this?
It's a ghetto humor thing.
Oh.
Go to YouTube and type in time traveling. Hip hop guy from 2000s. But this is the problem with this stuff is the branding is like bad. You know, there'll be some funny thing that comes up. Yeah, try the Life in the 2000s part one right there.
Better than the fire alarm.
What the bop is that,
huh? It bopping right in front of me right now.
Value. Is this the guy?
I know
that's the guy. I don't know
crazy.
If he's got a name or what. Is it just Life in the 2000s?
It was actually better when it was like that. Yeah. It was better.
Hey.
I missed Nextel Trip, though.
The word builders were more advanced than the ones now. Not the typing for the numeral, but you know what I'm saying. Like, K-A, you know what I mean.
I don't know how
to say it rationally.
Sony Trinitrons?
Boy, you're back doing that. I'm not doing that.
Click his account, the crowd pleaser. See what he's got for videos. Go to the videos tab here. This is the guy, the crowd pleaser.
Oh, he had
he's
a movie.
Got an hour and 20 minute long movie. Yo. Oh, man, we got to watch the whole thing.
A crowd pleaser movie. We're going to watch the whole thing.
Yeah.
I'll beat her.
Thank you.
Is that how he talks?
Yeah.
Oh, so I like how you can answer everybody else's calls, but keep ignoring all mine. Like, for real, though? Why are you doing that? Like, what's going on for real? Like, now you beat me up?
I'm not trying to send you from the back, dude, oh man. God. Listen, man. That was a business call, though, man.
Business call? That wasn't nobody but a bopper. I'm tired of you cheating on me. I'm tired of you playing.
Why doesn't he just
so
kill
it? I'm so tired.
Listen, I'm about to get paid by this big gig.
You ready to get paid?
Yeah.
Let's go back. We should start talking in high pitched voices all the time.
Bro, well, that is wild.
It's sort of like a. Like you'd think it's masculine to have a deep voice, but then there's like some sect of like pimp culture where having a high pitch
a little
is
bit more
like,
on the treble.
It's a little, it's a bit scarier. You guys
I'm
know
talk like this.
You guys know Sugar Free?
I've never seen anything like that. Holy
Why's
shit!
Why's that girl
bro?
So smoking?
She's big.
She's fine.
She, you guys know this she, guy?
No.
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 Man, come on.
Words of wisdom for the youth.
Words of wisdom.
From Sugar Free. No better.
I'm Sugar Free and I'm the wildest. I've been swallowing so many babies, that's why everything out our mouth sounds childish.
This guy is, hold on. This guy is
that his idea of wisdom?
Was he in a car accident?
He's the UFC fighter.
He's the UFC fighter.
You see the pimps. Mm-hmm. In videos and documentaries, and it looks like a glamorous life.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, if you study it, you realize it's one of the most stressful things that you could possibly do.
I mean, man. and this is, I mean, you got to understand something. You know, here it is. You got multiple women. Okay, these bitches got different birthdays. They both, favorite food is different. They like different shit on the radio. Some of them got kids and shit. Some of them got kids that live far, far out. Some of them got kids just across state. It might be their birthday or the mother's birthday. And here you are. That you know, that's why they say, you know, a real pimp don't get no sleep because, you know, them bitches constantly need shit.
He's going to fuck John's when they're taking vacations.
I mean? And you got to be willing to, okay, bitch, come on. You know what I mean?
Time to sell your pussy.
Right, because I think what people don't realize is that you actually are in a relationship with each and every one of these women.
Exactly. Exactly, man. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, you can't have a stable full of hoes and, you know, think you can have, you know, this square girlfriend on the side who may have just like a regular job. Them, all that money will walk away from you. It's just not something that go with that. You know what I mean?
That's good advice.
There's one.
What a fucking nightmare.
There's one where he's saying, he's talking to another guy and he's like, can you imagine if you were just watching your girl fucking another dude right in front of you, how horrible that would be? And then the other guy's like, well, not if you're getting bread at the end. He's like, that's what I'm talking about. Like, he's just pimp. He's like, he's just consumed by just like pimp stuff. But he's a rapper or something.
What a nightmare.
There are better and easier and more comfortable ways to make bread.
Yeah.
Not for me, playboy. I was trying to do the asphalt thing, but his thing.
Okay, baby, you saying that to say what? That's drama. No, you didn't pick that up from your mama. Now,
I had no idea it was going to sound like this.
Yep.
Now, fingernail going oops upside your head. Yeah, I love you, baby. But not like that. Your love ain't never paid my bills or put no clothes on my back.
It's not so bad.
Wow. What do you see? Said the blind man who heard the deaf man say he saw a Sugar Free just dropped a bomb and it went booyah. Then, while I'm feeling them year 2025 feelings, I move in a real way. Now, sometimes I like
this guy
nice,
packs the meter.
Hot,
yeah.
Proper, hairy, head full of sweat from sex on a couch first. And when I start feeling good, you always stop and say, oh, mama, I'll hurt. And I'm cheering. Baby got kids so bad, they'll piss you up to the highest level of pestivity, running their mouth smelling like urine.
Yeah, don't hurt the pimp.
Are you? Oh, what? We'll fucked?
A little off meter.
He's a little bit meter. Yo, bro.
Yeah. Where's he from?
He's like a cool Keith character.
Yeah. No, this guy's like, it's like fucking Joe Camel was black and rapping. Like, holy shit.
How long has he been?
Yo!
He's just from Oakland, yeah, 50, yeah, from the Bay Area. But yeah.
I knew his name.
Whoa!
Was
yeah, I thought you guys knew about him.
No, that's
no,
good.
Man.
I think Joey showed me him a while ago.
It's like, it's right.
Can you look up Jackie Jasper?
Like YouTube?
Did we play that before?
Is that
the video's good. I like the video.
Yeah, it's good.
No, there's something I really like about it. Sugar?
Okay.
Gerber, I think, is the.
Oh, this looks familiar. Nobody checked.
I, Canada. Go back.
These were the real days.
Internet gossip. You and Derek and Angel one need to stop. In the-
like, those have to be the days.
There has to be a video. I mean,
it's what the fuck? Dude, Jackie Jasper, Mr. Gingivitis. Maybe that's the name of this song.
What? Witnesses a horrible murder? I don't understand.
Never mind. Just search for him. And scroll down. Just his name, Jackie Jasper. What's Mad Game? I kind of want to see that. Scroll down.
It's Colonel Troutman from Rambo's son. His son, Roger. This isn't so bad.
It's like nu metal. Like Dennis Rodman rap career.
Ah. What's that guy sound like? A fucking The Blue song.
Oh, she looks like security.
What?
Can you find the Cool Keith diss video? I gotta piss.
Remember Atmosphere?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The intellectual rapper.
How about Necro? Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
No.
You don't remember Necro?
No. You remember his album art where he's getting headed a graveyard? I was like, for 20 years ago, I was dying looking at it. I could never find that image again. I'd have to look. I don't even know where it is. Telling me to beep the dealer to deliver me stuff. Keep it a secret from my wife because she thinks I don't use drugs. There I was, bleeding from my nose, and damn, I couldn't breathe. But thinking about the next gram, it's from. Are you kidding me?
Whoa.
Bro, when is this from?
It has to be like.
Bro!
I don't know. Trying to quit. It's all make
believe. I'll pretend that I'm true. And when you that's. Credit, holy, I have. This is unreal, man.
What was the Canadian white rapper, Snow?
Yes, Snow, yep.
That was awesome.
Dude, these are his videos? Yo!
Yeah, that's wild.
I saw that last week for the first time, like real close.
Really?
And when I was on tour in Toronto, I saw a guy shooting heroin like right in his arm. I was like, whoa, cool. And London, Ontario.
Damn.
Oh, then I saw another guy breaking up the rock, the little like ball.
Stressful to be around. Well, not really stressful, but it's just sad.
It's yeah. This girl was watching someone shoot heroin like really close to them. Ugh. I saw it last week in London, Ontario. And the girl on the side of him was like shaking, and he wasn't even looking at her. I was like, yo, your girl looks horny. You should fuck her.
You step over, you start
fucking her.
You start fucking yourself.
I'm rubbing her. I'm trying to I'm touching her clit like it matters.
No, you're in back or fucking, you turn around, you're just fucking your hand all over him.
There's a video section in the middle.
Oh, that's it right there. Yeah. There we go.
What are these percentages on top? You ain't got no
teeth. This is crazy.
Does Cool Keith have bad breath?
Bro.
That's just, they all say each other has bad breath.
That's a diss track.
Really?
Yeah. That's always the thing. You got stank breath.
That's the best.
I think because when they were kids, that no one brushed their teeth in the ghetto. And so they all have stank. They do.
Oh, that's sad.
They all have shit breath, but they just heard that from each other growing up. So it's like an insult type thing.
Do you guys remember the cannabis and LL Cool J beef?
Oh, yeah.
I don't, only a little.
Isn't this a haunted video, though?
This is really high grade.
It's crazy
Cool
looking.
Keith Necro is really, it's a really, yeah. This is buzzing right now.
You seen this, Sam, the Necro stuff?
No.
A little bit of Needle stuff in there for the record, but you should hear how Needle sounds. Needle
play? It was cool.
Is that him?
No.
I saw that guy. No. I saw that guy in London, Ontario.
That's his roommate?
I'm fiending for an eight ball. I got crack on my mind. I'm hearing cocaine call. Telling me to beat the dealer to deliver me stuff. Keep it a secret for my wife because she thinks I don't do drugs. There I was, bleeding from my nose. And damn, I couldn't breathe. But I'm still thinking about the next gram. It's Friday night. I'm not trying to leave my crib, dude. I kill myself while the dealer's eating Japanese food. I got no pride while selling the shit. I'm lying to myself. Telling the runner I'm trying to quit. It's all make believe. Pretend that I'm true, and when you give me credit, I'll dodge you every chance that I get to. Even if it's good, I'll sniff it up in a minute. Beat you back and complain that you put too much cut in it. If you fall for that and bring me a new sack, I'll be making more crazy faces than Jim Carrey.
He's fucking shooting up at Abraham Lincoln.
I'll be making more crazy faces than Jim Carrey on crack. That's real.
I got nerve. Can you put them pills on my bill? Yo, I'll tell you we're friends, and yo, we don't even chill. I need drugs.
You lost your yarmulke, what happened?
Yeah. Wow. He had a yarmulke in the beginning.
That's wild.
Yo.
Is he from around here?
What's he up to now? Like, does he still make music? Did he crash and burn, or does he still do stuff? Brooklyn? What's he up to?
Oh, he's Jewish.
Is he?
Yep.
Wow.
So the guy was speaking plainly.
Huh.
Bronze
Jewish.
Ron Bronze.
Wow. Crazy.
So it's just like the first pornographers. They would just a bunch of a certain type of guys that would just find homeless or runaway girls and just, you know, give them drugs and fuck them and film it. This is the beginning of our modern pornography. It's kind of
really,
nice.
That's how porn started?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, it's a military weapon, but that's how I guess it was organically grown.
So he's doing vlogging.
Or astroturf, whatever you want to call it. But yeah, it's dark. It's pretty dark.
Interesting.
That's yeah, I mean, it's not like regular girls do that. You know what I mean? They're all runaways, drug addicts, people who have been raped. I don't want to dark anything up with that. But yeah, the Necro stuff, shooting up with Abraham Lincoln is pretty fly.
Some of the Lil White stuff. You remember that?
What's that?
Lil White.
Can you look up Cannibal Ox? Do they have any videos or is it just the musics? Lil White.
I remember Cannibal Ox.
I don't know if they ever made any videos. I don't remember any videos from
them. Yeah.
Harlem Nights.
Thank you, Lewis.
What's Harlem Nights? What do we got here? Is this a new? This is a new video.
Pitchfork.
We in corner stores have fun poses you could take photos of.
Go get out of here.
Yo.
Okay, go back.
Yo, Mario Van Peebles. That's so good. Oh,
this
they
guy.
They don't make those anymore. It's just Tylenols in there.
I think there's video. Oh! This is like an all stock video, but. This is what he looks like, though, hold on.
Guy's mouth?
Disgusting!
Oh, here, this is probably better.
He made a video promoting drug use with stock video clips.
This is him, though.
I don't know if I know that song anymore.
They ready right quick. Let me see if they.
Looks like they're hit. They're on the hard road right now.
This is a country.
Is that last? Fuck, man.
This is a country music.
NG. He sucks about like doing acid. Talking about like seeing spiders.
I've always wanted to see spiders.
Yeah. There they are.
Oh, great. Can he ball?
He can.
But what about cannabis?
Man, there's so much history.
He was good.
Isn't it crazy? He was great. He was awesome. Cannabis was fantastic.
I like Get Retarded. Remember Get Retarded by Cannabis?
Get Retarded
please?
Was so good.
It's
Nigganometry?
Unbelievable, yeah.
If a bitch sucks your dick.
That's mathematics.
That's mathematics.
Great cover, too.
It's unreal. That's when they were hitting it heavy with the sub bass.
This is a great cover. This is awesome.
This is the bass that in the cars that made it ride good.
Sub bass.
It's like you had a fucking bass vest on when you were in the car. I'm not the biggest rap guy, but I like cannabis. None of you suckers
are even remotely close to me. Cannabis was legitimate though. He was good, right?
He was great, yeah.
So they probably don't like him around anymore.
Well, he was corny.
What?
Well, I guess
he was
like
corny.
Really?
Like white concepts. I don't know.
Corny in the way like
white concepts, but it was less ghetto.
Corny in the way like DMX could be called corny.
No, like Hobson kind of like. I bless you with science, and my verse with reliance.
I got you.
It's something that I guess ghetto people would laugh at, I guess.
Yeah.
But he was probably a bad influence if you're trying to make the ghetto worse, so they let all the homosexuals like LL Cool J into that. Mm-hmm.
The record execs are like, he's not sucking our dick,
mm-hmm.
and he's trying to teach them about science.
Yeah.
Get him out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much.
I've got no head from this guy.
And who's gonna put the axe? Who's gonna drop the hammer on him?
Will
they
Smith.
Get LL Cool J to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Get his sweet ass out here. Don't put some lip gloss on and get out of here.
God.
Hot sex on a platter makes my mission complete. Like this. Wow, LL Cool J really knows a lot about love. He's a prison yard butt sissy butt fucking. That's what his songs are probably about. But I mean, I like some of LL Cool J back in the 80s, I guess, right?
He's Radio
from the
was 80s. Fun.
He's
yeah,
got
yeah.
good songs.
Yeah, he does have good songs.
He's a butt sissy, though.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, hey, it's his prerogative. Who am I to judge?
He's eating on a peach.
Yeah.
He got to give Chris Lynch his signature move. The down the face lick.
Sucking
the...
Oh, yeah.
When I see Chris do that, I die laughing.
Yeah, man.
That is the fun. Awesome. Whenever I see Chris Lynch do this, like... That is...
Yeah.
Like, stop doing that. That is so funny to me. Every time I see the picture of it, it's the stupidest fucking thing of all time. I don't know if they ever made a dumber thing.
Yeah.
Like, I can't think of anything more ridiculous than...
No.
And the meme that... It's kind of like exploits that where they were like, LL Cool J was doing this thing. They had to tell him to stop. People were like looking away, like, "Yo, LL, stop doing that."
Yeah.
Did you ever see that?
No. He was doing a pussy thing.
It was like LL Cool J
like licking a knife.
It's that one right there. The second one up top, all the way to the top. Second one. What the hell
was? What the fuck was LL Cool J's purpose of doing this freaky ass LL? I know he was on the episode of WWE, but like,
oh, is
like,
that simulating like, cutting and licking a knife?
I think so.
Finger licking nigga, you trip bullshit, and you got going on. Booker T was looking at him like, "What the fuck for real?" And listen, let me be the first to tell
y'all. I'm coming for you.
Man, spit stink. He done licked his hand 57 fucking times. You know his hand smelled like shit by the time he got there.
Does that mean like demon forked tongue?
What the fuck was LL?
What does that mean?
Purpose
I feel like it was about like it's like eating pussy or something.
I think it means forked tongue.
It's a pussy thing.
That's all.
Personally,
he doesn't eat pussy though.
True. Well, he's trying to compensate.
Maybe.
Oh man, LL Cool J's retarded.
He's not even making like a threatening face or something. His face looks totally not.
He's not doing this. He's saying, "I'm gonna cut my own tongue."
He's kind of smiling. It's jovial. It's like.
Yeah.
he's being like coquettish.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I know.
It's just stupid. I'm fucking gay. I don't know what to tell you, man.
That's
and you know,
awesome.
Like wrestle, like Booker T is like probably tough as nails.
Yeah,
like probably.
I always assume that every wrestler is like a legitimate tough guy.
Yeah.
So when they see people do like corny or like whack mm-hmm. shit, they're probably like. Yo, chill.
They go,
chill.
Oh,
and he's holding the cigar with two hands.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't know what to do with his hands.
Suck on it. He's gonna fucking stick it up.
He starts playing it like a fucking flute.
Yeah,
looks a little bit like Orlando Brown.
He does. Oh, yeah, that's what black people look like when they have gay face.
Oh, is he homosexual?
Kevin Hart. Nobody is crazy.
Mm. No, I like the voice.
Yeah, that's his voice. But anyway.
Charleston White was saying that he's out of his fucking mind.
Who?
Orlando Brown.
Oh.
He interviewed him. He's like, bro, this guy's just straight up. He's a fucking crackhead.
Mm.
Like, I remember talking to him, like, specifically about Orlando Brown.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, bro, Orlando Brown's a fucking crackhead. Like, he was crawling around the studio.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to have Orlando Brown around you.
Is he a comedian?
Nah, he's a child actor from Major Pain. Remember the little kid from Major Pain?
Oh, goodness.
And he's just out there just outing everybody and...
No. Outing everybody?
Yeah, he's like outing everybody as gay and everybody's gay and everybody fucks and Illuminati and Raven, people
are fake. Well, he's letting the homies know on a slow burn. You know what I mean? They do it controlled burn with everything. I just, the only thing I remember is pictures of porn actors with their asses ripped open. There's kids in the room in the back and they're all doing drugs. Yeah, but that's a picture I could probably even pull up right now. But yeah, I don't even like to even think about or talk about that crew. You know, it's like, what am I going to say about them?
Yeah, I thought that was.
Who was it though? Who was the ass one? The ass girl? The one who's bitching or complaining about having done porn?
Mia Khalifa?
And now she's has a kid or is married. No, it's the other one. The one, the ass woman. Said ass woman. Riley Reed.
Oh, she's fucking whack. Get her out of here.
Yeah, well, I guess she's seeing what retirement is like from professional pornography. Mm. And just like Jenna Jameson said, it equals to a life of crap. And Jameson is.
Did she say that exactly?
Real. She's as real as Tracy Lords. Like, she's. Jenna Jameson's real about all that shit.
Poor Jenna Jameson.
Poor Tracy, poor Jenna. Whew.
Her CCTV footage, where she's going fucking nuts. When she was like breaking out, she's probably fine now. But when they pilled her ass up,
yeah, they have to make her look crazy so the stuff she says for the rest of her life sounds crazy. That's how they do it. Mm. But Tracy and her are always the just top girls. Yeah,
wasn't Tracy Lords a decent actress too?
Yeah, she did some Stephen King stuff, The Langoliers. You might recall her from, I believe, The Langoliers or something like that, something along that tier. But she did a few, and she's sort of outspoken about how it is to be in the industry. She was, I think Rob Lowe was dating her, and they were making sex tapes when she was like 14 or something like that. As far as my memory serves me, I guess that's just Hollywood style. But that's her claim to fame, and it turned out to be good for Rob Lowe's career. It's like, I think it's the thing you kind of do when you get into Hollywood. I think that's what they were telling us about.
Hey, so we're going to put you in Tommy Boy, and you're going to be in The Outsiders, you're going to be in big movies, you're going to be in Parks and Recreation with Aziz Ansari.
And didn't Rob kill somebody?
Is Aziz Ansari still alive?
Yeah, he's touring again.
Why am I not, I don't see him on social media. I think he'd be like screaming for clout online.
I think those guys get to skip the line. They get to come back to the Amy Poehler crowd, the Tina Fey crowd. And then the Tina Fey crowd is just a bunch of, like, elitist, Parks and, like, these motherfuckers. They get to skip everything, and they get to go right back into gigantic movies that...
They're that good.
Yeah.
They're that many orders of magnitude better than all the competition.
Yeah, they're better.
Isn't that crazy? Nothing's working
out. Arj, I'm an angel. My name is Gabriel. I'm Arj. Here to save you.
What? Who the fuck are you?
I see Reeves is still a fantastic actor after all these years.
Wait, you're telling me I have a budget guardian angel?
Bro. Bros.
I hate Keanu Reeves. I'll say it. I don't give a fuck about Keanu Reeves.
Ever since River Phoenix, I never liked him.
I don't give a fuck about Keanu Reeves. I don't know why people like...
I guess just because The Matrix is so fucking good.
Yeah, The Matrix.
The Matrix is unbelievable. Dracula's probably worth a watch visually, I'm sure.
Dracula's unreal.
Dracula's unreal, yeah. Dracula's crazy. Other than
John
that.
John Wick was interesting, but I don't care. It was just a fighting style. I didn't give a fuck about Keanu. It could have been anybody. It could have been fucking Ellen.
It could have been nobody, a guy with a black face.
Yeah.
That says nothing. It just does that shit.
His name could have been Blackface Man. I sent you the Stephen King boy. I have a boy's heart in a jar on my desk video, right?
Oh, I don't know. Did you send me that one?
Stephen King, I have a little boy's heart in a jar on my desk. You should type that in, Chris.
Chris.
Oh.
That's nice to hear.
Everything you've ever thought about Stephen King is real.
Just even the way, everything you knew about him simply by viewing his appearance, again, confirmed by everything you could ever see.
His appearance is a dead giveaway. What the fuck's going on with that freak?
Yeah, he's got child hearts. I mean, I guess that's his muse.
Stephen King has a child's heart?
In a jar on his desk.
Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that macabre?
That.
Someone should blaze his
It's
ass.
A bit macabre.
He's in Maine. He's nearby. We can get him. Go get him.
Go run him over again.
Someone hit him with a car?
Yeah, someone ran into him freaking 15 years ago when he was walking around in Maine. I think he was killed and replaced, honestly, because his books weren't the same afterwards.
Yeah, and
the Dark Tower series degenerated so rapidly, it was crazy. And it started off kind of good. Pretty good.
He's a freak-looking guy. Yeah, there's something wrong with him.
All of his movies and his subject matter, I mean, you know, all the stuff with It and all that. And just because a guy writes something doesn't mean that he participated in it. You know, I could write anything. But just by the way he looks and how he talks and what he says, you know that the guy's a bona fide goblin, freak, shit mist in every single book. Diarrhea, farts, people puking because something stinks so bad. It's a hallmark of Stephen King. That's some of the lower order of his quality.
Really?
Yeah, shit mist, puking, farts, diarrhea. I'm like this. I'm reading Needful Things. I'm like, oh, this book is, it's interesting. It's long. His writing is, he's pretty good with some stuff. But then it turns into fuck people getting locked into a church, barred in, diarrhea, farts, shit mist, puking, uncontrollable projectile vomiting. I'm like this. Well, that would, I couldn't see Cormac McCarthy writing something along this in this order. Like a real author. Like a real one.
You go to YouTube and type in Stephen King, Little Boy's Heart.
Stephen King.
Stephen Kang. Stephen Carl Canny. Carl Canai.
Stephen Kingu. I didn't know. Because Major Payne is so good.
Actually, this whole image is just totally overblown. I have the heart of a small boy. I keep it in a jar on my desk.
Why are his teeth so white?
Do you like that? You got to get the whole... What? Keep your eyes on the thing the whole time, Chuck.
Oh.
But actually, this whole image is just totally overblown. I have the heart of a small boy. I keep it in a jar on my desk.
Wait.
Again, demon tongue.
Use
devil tongue.
The period and the comma to do the frame by frame.
Yeah.
Nice teeth.
They're white.
He looks like fucking Olaf from Frozen. I watch that for my kids.
Is it good? Is it fun to watch?
Does it go to the side? Does the tongue go to the side?
It looked like it did.
There's a whole cut. Click,
I want to see that the Reddit Game Con guy.
Reddit. Oh, and the
play to the end, and then it's third column, second row.
It did go on the side. It did go on the side.
Third column, second row.
As in delicious.
That, yeah, oh, weird, yeah, gamer, yeah, guy. Yeah. I want to see weird gamer guy.
I love that guy. What's his name? Something the Otiferous or something?
I don't know. I forgot.
I'm here. I don't know.
This is classic.
Bro.
Hey, what's up? It's your girl Tessa with Gamesmash.com. I'm here at the LA Convention Center where the 2012 E3 conference is in full swing. We're going to talk to some gamers and find out what's
happening. Things were better back in 2012.
Right here at E3. What has your favorite part about E3 been?
Definitely Watch Dogs.
I'm really excited to kind of check out more stuff about Halo 4, Assassin's Creed 3.
But so, best of the show, I say Watch Dogs.
Would it be okay if I just asked you a few questions about your experience at E3?
I don't know. Maybe.
Do you consider yourself a pretty big gamer?
No. I don't know. Yes.
What's your favorite game?
I don't know. This one?
Diablo.
Yeah, Diablo. I played Diablo 3 last night. It was awesome. It was super fun.
Yeah. Well, I only play in hardcore mode when protecting the Black Soul Stone, so wouldn't really call it super fun as much as it is the most intense thing of all time.
We should do a perm-death Diablo
playing,
run.
I love Resident Evil 6.
But it's just...
right now. It's amazing.
There's so much R&D, you could just... Or whatever it is. Not R&D, but you could just touch a box and then die.
It's like the escape. I don't know.
I can definitely see that, you know, just kind of a break from reality for a little bit, you know, travel.
Do you know about
this
guy? Do you know this guy's history?
What?
This guy,
right?
Here?
What about him?
Do you know, like, he ended up making a movie and getting funding and...
No.
Oh, yeah, his name is, like, Omni the Fortuitous or something. What's his name?
Onyx.
Onyx the Fortuitous.
That's a good name.
Yeah, I ended up following this guy on Instagram, like, 5 years ago, and then just, like, I just never unfollowed him. And he made a movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he raised, like, kind of a lot of money, and he shot a movie, and...
The movie's 2 minutes?
Marcus Trilberry can't catch a break.
Order up, number 46.
He can talk normally?
He gets no respect.
What, Marcus?
I was just wondering if you got my new name tag in yet? Because this says Marquay Dickberry.
So his talking was bullshit and during that interview? No
love. I could understand if your father was still in the house, but this is talk. Your stepfather and my lover. Ah.
And with his friends? Oh. He doesn't have any.
Looks kind of decent.
But all he needs is a chance.
Congratulations. I've been invited to Bartok's mansion to take part in a once-in-a-lifetime ritual in which he, along with 5 of his most loyal followers, will attempt to raise the spirit of the ancient demon, Abaddon.
You're not going anywhere until you scoop that litter box.
Now, he he's off on an adventure.
Is the ritual going to work?
Shall we lay to the talisman?
I'll find the present.
Wow.
The queen, the Viking, a werewolf, the witch, and you are the virgin.
What the f-
When it's the end of the world, a new hero must rise.
Patty Slinger?
When in doubt, skewer it out.
In the grimoire, after the...
You can...
Yeah, you don't have to watch
it. Intrigued by that.
But I stayed on this guy for a while. This is an interesting, fun run. Mm. It's a character.
Making movies is hard.
It is, yeah.
I guess.
Oh, Jeffrey Combs. Yeah, that, I knew I heard freaking...
But he pulled that off. God, man, like a woman crashed into a Wendy's that he worked at. You don't remember that?
No.
Look up that guy, Onyx. Onyx Wendy's crash. Sorry.
Remember Wayun from DS9?
Yeah, this guy. Weird Arby's guy.
Julie Bonovich joins us live. And Julie, what happened?
But he's been in on it for a while.
Well, Dave and Glenda, they just finished boarding up the window pane and part of the wall here. This is a very busy Arby's. It sits right here in Woodward in Royal Oak near 13 Mile Road.
Royal
so
Oak,
as
Michigan.
You can imagine, there were quite a few people inside at the time.
There was 40,000.
The window went pop, and there was this glass everywhere. That was the loudest bang I had ever heard. It sounded like an explosion.
I thought perhaps the end of days was upon us. But it turned out it was just a disoriented old lady in a champagne-colored Toyota Avalon crashing into my world like DMB circa 1996. Who's got their claws in you, my friend? Into your heart, I'll beat again.
Just before 10 a.m., an elderly woman drove into the side of the restaurant while trying to park her car.
I turned around. A little old lady.
That's what he pulls out of his ass when that happens.
Yeah, he shows up. That's kind of funny as shit.
She hit three people who were sitting down and eating inside.
They died instantly.
They were thrown 8 to 10 feet.
I saw their bodies tossed skyward like ragdolls thrown into the air by the late great Andre the Giant. I don't know. They appeared to be weightless, hitting zero G like the fearless crew of a forgotten Apollo mission, whose only objective was to obtain a beef and cheddar classic and return home to Kathleen Quinlan safe before sundown.
Did he get fired for doing this?
I don't know.
Part of me wishes I'd been hit by that car instead.
I think this is a sketch.
Yeah. Oh, he didn't need it there.
Far, yeah. Far away from shift manager Masha's judging emerald eyes.
Yeah, no, I remember that. It was, you know,
yeah,
early.
It was funny.
Early yeah. Character, ARG.
Yeah.
Shit.
Arg.
It reminded me of good. The fucker right in the pussy guy.
Yeah, the fucker right in the pussy guy.
He did might someone be hit fucker right in the pussy?
Were these staged
these
too?
I found out these were also staged.
Really?
What? Yeah.
The three victims were part of a CXS.
Who the fuck
news
anchor
right
is that?
The three victims were part of a CXS.
Fucker right in the pussy.
It seems
no,
not
really funny. Staged.
I think so. Yeah.
I think I looked
into it. What kind of a news anchor has a voice like that and looks like
true.
That?
It's true.
It is going to be a big cleanup.
It took crews longer than anticipated to find the crack in the 64-year-old pipeline. I'm standing here with Fred, who says he was greatly impacted by the gust of oil. Can you tell
waiting.
Us a little more of what you saw?
I sure can. I was sitting on my front porch, grabbed a beer, and fuck her right in the pussy.
Back
I mean, it seems like not staged.
No,
that's too funny, man.
That's staged?
I think it's staged.
God damn it. I'm so sick of getting fucking boomer duped.
It's still funny.
That's like when the kids at the baseball games
fictitious
are doing the
bloopers.
Head thing. Do you remember kids were doing like this at baseball games?
Yeah.
That was really fucking funny. Like, they'd be like, oh, it's the kiss cam. And like little fat fucking like Mexican kids at Dodgers games would be like, oh, yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
So fucking funny. I was dying when that was a thing. Kiss cam blowjob thing. Look up like blowjob.
Blowjob gone wrong. Alleged blowjob caught on camera.
Don't. It's this going to show us something nasty, Chris.
No, it's going to show us just regular blowjob videos.
It's going to get inside cam in the throat.
I forgot to put kids in it. Okay.
I'd be falling for all the fucking nuts.
Fucker right in the pussy.
No, the fucker right in the pussy guy was.
Everybody fell for that, though.
That was a very... convincing. That was.
I think everybody thought.
Yeah,
that was
everybody
real.
Did.
I've done. You can't park there twice in real life.
What's that? Oh yeah.
I saw an I saw an accident in front of me one time. I was like, "You can't park there," and I made a video of it.
Is it online?
Yes.
No, I just have it in my. I forgot about it until like right now.
It's like dead family.
Yeah, just like you can't park there. Yo, you can't park there.
Oh man, that's funny.
Yeah. Fuck.
There is a car crash, fender bender, right outside here. That a couple months ago, remember?
What happened?
It was just that intersection, that fucked up crossroads where... Yeah.
Where they're leaving the weed?
Yeah.
They leave weed in the streets?
Yeah, they throw it out.
Stupid bastards.
Yeah, it is pretty bad.
Weed.
Weed-eating streets.
Cannabis.
Cannabis is cool.
Cannabis culture.
It's 20 times stronger than weed from our childhood. Yeah. They've like kind of figured it out now. The studies are all
that
like,
probably has no adverse effects.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't. None.
No, it's extra good.
It's more good.
It has more good.
Turns marijuana from marijuana into straight up morphine.
Terpenes.
Yeah, the terpenes. The body. There's a lot of body in that. Which one? I track it's all body.
Which one did you smoke?
All of them.
All of them.
Yeah, I smoked all of them.
The one with the seeds right here.
Nick used to smoke so much.
Yeah, I used to smoke a lot of weed. Chuck and I enjoyed weed for quite a bit.
Yeah, we were weed enjoyers.
You two guys were like the weed men.
Yeah,
they call me the weed man.
The weed brothers.
I know, weed I think brothers.
I was actually reflecting today on how much I used to smoke every morning.
You guys smoked so much.
Yes,
too much.
So much.
It's embarrassing to think about like how much. And like even when I didn't, like I was like broke, I'd always have a mason jar full of weed no matter what.
No matter what.
Yeah. Always have $200 worth of weed on me, like no matter what. Like it's like my net worth. And smoking weed before you eat in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So you could actually
wake and
eat.
Bake, Brad Pitt style.
Like, yeah, wake and bake all the time.
Wake and bake, Brad Pitt, Jennifer Aniston, you're getting out of bed with them, wake and bake.
No, it's like this.
And you know what happens if when you smoke weed in the daylight hours, when you would smoke weed, you'd become retarded. So wake and bake is essentially pressing an off button on your life and becoming retarded for the whole day.
The whole day.
Oof.
Yeah, no gym.
People don't understand the magnitude.
Gosh, man.
Yeah, you're like, oh, this is so good. And then the coffee gets you out of it a little bit, and you have your egg sandwich and
your diarrhea.
Then you have your diarrhea.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, all right, I'm good for the day. A little weed, boom, I'm good for the day.
Mm-hmm. Next day, 11 years go by.
You're in a time machine for 11 years, same thing. Now the smell of it drives me fucking bananas. You smell it everywhere you go. You're like, oh.
It does make me sad when I smell it because I know someone is more retarded than they should be.
Smell is it still highway? Around? Because I don't smell it. I don't notice it anymore.
I smell in here even.
I can smell on the highway.
Yeah, I can smell on the highway.
Well, it's just dispensaries and shit.
Yeah, well, you just somebody's smoking in their car on the highway.
How often, though? Like once a month?
A week?
Every minute?
No.
I don't know. I just smell it.
You smell it all the time. You just don't realize. Really?
No, I don't smell it all the time.
It smells a little different now that it's like the chemical process is all
Most
nudes.
People vape, so it's a lot less air clingy.
Is it the vaping?
It's mostly vaping, I think.
I'll smell it like once a month and be startled by it because it's so and it's so infrequent, or once every 3 months or something. Like I haven't really noticed it around.
I don't think it's as popular. The weed is not.
It does. Can't be as popular.
Mm-mm.
I'm not in tune with the streets, but it can't be as popular as it was.
No.
In 2008.
People are probably doing other things.
I think coke is more popular now, like literal like cocaine is more popular. As far as like
coke call.
In 2008 it was like weed is the future.
Yeah.
Yep. Microdosing.
Like for in a serious way, like it's gonna be everywhere. Everyone's gonna do it. It's the best.
When it gets legal, they're gonna have weed lotion.
Yeah.
Weed lip balm.
You're gonna be doing lozenges, lotions, lip balms,
toothpicks,
sunscreen,
lollipops.
The toothpicks were good.
Yeah, that was a thing.
Yeah, remember the toothpicks?
Yeah.
Yep. It was
gum,
silly.
The lemonades. I loved it. And then people would all come to California and like they'd have like weed tourism.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd have people staying at my house and just getting annihilated on my couch.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
People were, like going to blown away by the fact that they can...
Eating brownies?
Yeah, eating too many brownies, just sitting on my couch like this.
That's crazy.
On a vacation, they flew 6 hours to sit on a couch like this.
Yeah. Had a great time,
when
too.
When it's so strong, and when it's that strong, you can't manage it. Well, you can, but you just have to be smart or experienced. You can't be managed like alcohol. Like, if it's really strong, you could get your day turned upside down by one, you know, strong blast from California.
Psychosis.
Yeah. And paranoia and all this, it's really, And people will say, like, oh, it's natural. People probably should be on it because you have, you know, cannabinoid
receptors.
Yeah, and they say, oh, that means you got to have it. But, I mean, I don't know. When cats, let's say when cats go out there, they get messed up by catnip. They don't do it every day. At least I don't think they do.
You ever seen weed?
They're not driving and buying it.
They get more messed up. Yeah, they're not. They don't. The dispensaries marketing it to them, but they get messed up even more. Even more than people on weed.
Cats are watching TV. They're fucking
foaming.
They have apps.
They're watching Family Guy.
They're laughing at like you.
Oh, it's sick. Man.
Yeah, no, cat weed is.
Nah, it's. I don't.
I know, and the amount of people dangerous. That still give it to you, like, it's like, it's crazy. People are like, you want a joint?
And are people like, still doing that?
Yeah. I was with Louis J. Gomez, like, and people were giving him weed like crazy, and he's like, I don't smoke weed anymore.
Yeah.
He's like, no.
Yeah.
But, like, 10 people.
Like, the show, people were having, yeah. People had weed there?
Yeah, like
makes time go fast, also. Speeds time.
Holding up bags of, like, 10 joints. Like, here, I got you a whole, like, a lot of it. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, wow. That's fucking
interesting.
Weed's essentially time travel. It speeds time.
The funniest thing I've ever seen is I went to go see Will Montgomery at the Killers of Kill Tony show, mm-hmm. and we're at the Veterans Theater, which is like a very pro theater. Mm-hmm. And there's like a little green room about the size of this room. Mm-hmm. And there's 8 of us in there. Like my wife, myself, Jetski Johnson, the little kid Shane Cortez. Mm-hmm. Is that his name? He's a nice kid. Little guy, though. It's on Kill Tony. Will Montgomery, his girl, Erica, and the two weed guys from this dispensary show up, and they give everybody, like, a ton of weed. Mm-hmm. And everybody lights up their own joint right there.
You got your own joint like a cigarette. Oh, and you can smoke that like a cigarette. It's like a cigarette.
But they were like, yeah, you can smoke. It would be like if you smoke, like, if like, 20 people started smoking joints right in that hallway right there. And the security guards came in. They were like, what the fuck are you guys doing? Like, who the fuck told you guys could smoke weed in here? Like, this is like a theater, like a nice theater. Yeah. Are you crazy? And it was like, I was in there like getting paranoid, like, oh no, this is so bad. Like, this is so bad. It was like I quit a month later. I was like, that's it, I'm done with this
show. I don't blame you.
Nice. That's too funny. What the fuck are you guys doing?
Yeah, it would be like if you like pulled out a handgun on stage.
Unpinning grenades, just bouncing them around.
That's going to blow up.
Yeah, a handgun, like casually.
You're kicking over gas cans.
Can you smell it?
Yeah, that's real gas. Smell it. You're lighting, like, I'll throw it.
That's real gas. Smell it.
I gotta go to a doc appointment.
What's up? What are they checking?
Well, I'm doing labs because of all the I've been doing. And,
what's Trevin, bleep that out because we're not getting paid for that.
No, I'm just kidding. No, I'll tell you guys off camera.
Oh, never mind then.
but Trevin, do bleep that product out because we're not getting paid for it.
Yeah. And I'm not taking that product. I made my own.
You made your own mix?
I made my own stack.
Okay.
Cinnamon. Yeah. It's got way more cinnamon in it. It's got way more Cinnabar in it.
Cinnabar.
Yeah.
I like Cinnabar. Isn't that what makes bricks red?
Yeah.
Cinnabar is special.
All right, gang.
All right.
Yo. Gang, gang.
Scuffed Realtor, The Palace, Full Mode, Shamanics Antiques. Thank you very much.
Thank
peace.
You.
Goodbye. Mwah, 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 mwah. Nick Roach, for Sam High. Is it a perfect guy life or the life of a perfect guy? Decide if you ride or die. Talk about different kinds of shit or jokes aside. Fucking with your followers. Like, share, subscribe. Comments. If you behave, we will surely reply. There's no denying, we inspire our whole group. Don't blame us, you ending up in Debo's pigeon coop. It's true, we see the world in different views. We all have different dreams to pursue through different avenues. Give a clue, ready, set, go, on my cue. Take a big pot and here's what we gonna do. Positivity, humor, splash of humility. Stir that shit up in the pot, boiling stability. Take time, watch the clock, strengthen longevity. See the steam flow out the tops to smell so heavenly. Perfect guy life.